Let's see. Shirley, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, Dr. Wright. I have very weak and unstable wrists and have been diagnosed with SLAC, scapulohumeral advanced collapse of the wrist, which involves the ligament and also a misalignment of the bones. And I also have osteoarthritis of the thumb base. And I'm not a great deal of pain, but I can't put any pressure on the wrist, even now, certainly not opening any bottles, and even writing is now becoming more difficult, and I write a great deal. And I'm wondering if there's anything you can suggest, and also whether niacinamide would be helpful for this condition, or whether there are other things you may also be able to suggest. I don't want surgery. I mean, surgery is not an option, and I don't want steroid injections. Or
oh, no, that'll make it worse over time, ma'am.
Right,
you probably
right.
know that. All right. I hate to be impolite, but you're how old this year, ma'am?
I'm 87.
Okay. Well, I'm not yet into 87, but I'm getting there, and we all will get there, we hope. We hope to do that in some and still be nice and healthy. However, in it's over 50% of us who are 87. Our digestion and absorption of nutrients is just not working as well as it did. Now, that was actually research proven by a Dr. Nancy Van Zandt at the Mayo Clinic in 1932, who reported that by the time, and she this was on a study that involved over time 3,400 people or so, she reported that after, by the time we all got to be 60, never mind 88, that half of us didn't have enough acid being made by the stomach compared to what we did when we were younger to fully and completely digest everything we're eating and get all those nutrients into our systems. And another thing, there's also actually a patent medicine being advertised for something they're calling pancreatic exocrine insufficiency. Don't ever go near that one, folks. You don't need a patent medicine for that. All you need is digestive enzymes that you get out of any health food store. But when our stomachs aren't working as well, usually the pancreas doesn't work as well either. We need hydrochloric acid pepsin with meals. Our food digests better. The enzymes digest our food better. We get more nutrients in, and things like increasing weakness in the tissue or wherever at least slow down. And then having said that, there are some very specific things that if we would digest them, will actually help to strengthen. For example, if it's tendons and ligaments over and over, and this is particularly when I'm working with younger athletic people, if they're having problems with the tendons and ligaments, either stretching or tearing occasionally or hurting or whatever, I'll tell them, please go get some Hawthorne solid extract. There's several of those around. There's a company in Oregon named Wise Woman that makes a very good one. And we have it at the Tatoma Dispensary. It's in your local natural food store. The compounding pharmacies have it. Anyway, it's called Hawthorne Solid Extract. Now, Hawthorne Solid Extract is kind of a goo, so a lot of people call it Hawthorne goo. And if they start with half a teaspoon a day for a week or two, until the wrists are better is more like it. If that's fully digested and absorbed, and that's one, there's two things here, both the Hawthorne solid extract and the digestion and the absorption, if they're both working now, all right, then that stuff gets into the body and it contains all kinds of materials that strengthens tendons and ligaments, and it won't happen in those first 2 weeks, but it definitely happens after a few months. Oh my goodness, things are stronger. Now, getting to the niacinamide question, osteoarthritis is helped by niacinamide, no question. And very fortunately, niacinamide all by itself doesn't require a whole heck of a lot of digestion and absorption. It just kind of gets in. So it also doesn't start to work for 3 or 4 weeks, but after 3 or 4 months, it's usually working well. But it sounds like the osteoarthritis that you've been diagnosed with is a minor part of the problem. I'm not saying it's not a problem. But it sounds like the more major thing is getting those tendons and ligaments stronger again. And for that, all we need is the nutrients that are needed to build tendons and ligaments. And that does include, of course, the amino acids from digesting protein. But this Hawthorne solid extract, even though it has no amino acids, is one of the best players in the tendon and ligament strengthening field I've seen. But I know I'll shut up in a moment, but you really need to work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find how your digestion is doing. And ma'am, by the time I'm 88, which isn't that far away, I'm going to be using some help for my digestion too. Guess what? I'm doing some already, but I'm going to be using more. That's just time. It's like the ovaries giving out during menopause. Men's testosterone goes down. But what's not really well understood is that the digestive tract function declines with time, too, and now it's time for me to shut up.
And what was the name of the digestive enzymes?
For the stomach, it's called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, but please don't go taking that without checking with the doctor, because if the stomach lining is deteriorated enough, then we take the hydrochloric acid that any of us, when we were 16, it wouldn't bother us a bit. But when we happen to be not 16 anymore, now the stomach lining is deteriorated, and that hydrochloric acid hurts, even though it's needed. And a doctor is needed to tell you, well, here's what you do to rebuild your stomach lining. If it's deteriorated, you can build it back to the point where it can handle hydrochloric acid again. It gets a little technical, ma'am. I'm very sorry.
Okay. And are you saying that the hawthorn extract would also help for the tendons or the absorption of nutrients?
No, the hawthorn extract would only help if it's digested. That's why I'm saying check your digestion first.
Okay.
It would help the tendons and the ligaments greatly. Look, I've worked with kids who are born with a congenital problem where they have tendon tears and ligament tears very easily. It's rare, but it happens. And we have them get onto this solid extract, and usually 6 months to a year later, they're out there doing things they weren't able to do before athletically because they're not tearing their tendons and ligaments as much. It's good stuff. But remember, you go ahead.
I take candesartan and amlodipine for blood pressure. I'm hoping to get off those, but not yet. And I think hawthorn may be counterindicated with one of those.
No, I don't, ma'am, but I do know that the sartan drugs are, among other things, capable of inducing autoimmunity. You can look it up. And please, I would try to get off that one first. I'm not saying drop it. Work with a doctor on this. You've got to keep your blood pressure under control. Where are you located, ma'am? Where are you located?
In Seattle.
Okay. Well, really, this is something we do a lot of at Tahoma Clinic, is helping people to safely taper their blood pressure medications while they're doing other things that are natural to control their blood pressure. It's not a matter of coming off abruptly. And insofar as checking for stomach function, as far as I know, we're the only clinic in Western Washington that has the very precise German equipment to do so. So you might want to consider seeing somebody at Tahoma Clinic. I don't say that real often. There's a lot of good naturopathic doctors and natural medicine MDs around. But to check the stomach, you need this equipment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and good
luck. Thank you.